And we are so pleased to be joined in studio in our Touchpoint Rehab interview chairs this morning. Vincent Santilli, CEO of Homes for the Brave, and Paul Tardif from the Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And thanks so much for having us again, Dan. It's a delight to be with you.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you. And for people who don't know, again, Vincent, first of all, give our audience a bit of an overview of Homes for the Brave.
Well, Dan, we're a transitional housing program for homeless men and women, primarily veterans. And obviously, they're homeless, typically jobless, many battling mental health and addiction issues. We provide intensive case management services, life skills coaching, and vocational services, all intended to get our men and women an income, generate an income, get them the ability to save, and then become permanently housed. And we've done extremely well at all of the above.
And you're based in Bridgeport.
We are based in Bridgeport. We have three facilities, two of which are transitional, and we also have a permanent house with 9 beds in which, again, we have men who have lived there. It's a men's house, and we have men who have lived there for over 10 years.
And I know, Paul, you've been involved. The Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association has been involved. Talk a bit about that.
Yeah, we've been involved with Vincent, and we've also been trying to branch out and help with the toy drives this year and get involved a little more with that. Since he's from the Bridgeport area and we're primarily in the Manchester area, we're trying to branch out a little more and get people to help down this end with the Bridgeport area for Vincent.
Now, you have fundraisers throughout the year, and I know one of the reasons we have you here today is to talk about a big comedy night fundraiser on Friday, January the 19th, at Vazano's Four Seasons, 337 Kenyon Street in Stratford. This is going to be quite a comedy night fundraiser. How about talking about
this? This is big doings, and I must tell you, the chair who is a member of my board is a colleague, actually, of Paul's, a combat veteran from the Southern Connecticut chapter, Philip Modesti, and he's doing an incredible job as he is on our board and chairing this event. And the unique thing about this, it's being done by Treehouse Comedy Productions, which is probably the number one name in Connecticut where comedy is concerned. It will be all veteran comics. I don't know if they've ever done a show where every single one of the comics there will be four appearing are all veterans. And this is just, last year was our first time doing this. People are still raving about the food at Vazano's Four Seasons, and it's just going to be a remarkable night. It is Friday, January 19th, the festivities start at 7 o'clock, and then the comedy show begins right at 8:30.
And there'll be a buffet dinner and cash bar, correct?
There will be a buffet dinner, cash bar, a 50-50 raffle, but then not a lot of other raffles and auction, nothing else other than that. We're keeping it clean, the show, so, you know, folks can come and, you know, buy their ticket, enjoy themselves, and I think it's going to be a remarkable night.
Now, the ticket is $75. That includes the dinner?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yes, indeed.
Wow. How can people get tickets?
Well, they can either call us at 203-338-0669 or preferably right on our website, www.homesofthebrave.com, .org, rather, /event/comedy. And then they can go right on. They can buy an individual ticket, a table of 10. They can get sponsorship information as well. We have sponsorship packages at all levels, beginning at $500 up to $3,000 for our platinum sponsors. And the platinum sponsorship does include a table of 10. And so, you know, we've already got a couple signed up, and we're, I think, hoping for quite a few more. And this is going to be, I think, something unique. Brad Axelrod, who runs Treehouse Comedy, said, Vince, you know, I've never really done a show where every single one of the comics appearing is a veteran. And, you know, most organizations say, hey, as long as they're funny, you know, bring them on. But in our case, they're going to be funny and they're going to be veterans. And so that'll be special.
Well, Paul, that really is something. You think about it. All the comics are veterans. How about that?
Yeah. I know with stories I have alone, you can make a comedy night of an hour. So if you got four comics that are veterans, there's going to be some good storytelling and some good jokes. So everybody come down. It's a good cause. Let's raise some money. It's winter time. It's cold. We don't need vets out in the, you know, on the elements. Bring them down and let's do a celebration of, you know, getting these guys in.
Vincent, how important are these fundraisers for Homes for the Brave?
Well, they're absolutely critical. I mean, our budget, you know, is certainly an uphill climb. And when you look at the, you know, what an event like this can generate, and we only have 4 a year. It's not like every time you turn around, Homes for the Brave is having another fundraiser. Last year was the first time we had a comedy show in January. On this same weekend, we'll have a golf classic, which will be in the April-May time frame. We have our Step Up for the Brave, the stadium stair climb in September. And then on Veterans Day Friday, we have our mini golf tournament. And it's already booked for 2018 on November 9th at Brooklawn Country Club. And that was, we had it on November 10th this year. And what an incredible, people, I've never seen mini golf in a ballroom at a country club. And I've never seen people hooting and howling and just having just a, I mean, I've been going to fundraisers and events like this for 30 plus years, and I've never seen anything like it.
So you've got the calendar all set for 2018?
Pretty much. You know, we have to, in a couple of cases, just lock in specific dates, but that's the way we lay it out. And this way, you know, each quarter you have a fundraiser, and so you're not really jumping on your base of supporters. And the other thing I should mention, we now have a Homes for the Brave store. It just debuted this past week, where you can then buy Homes for the Brave merchandise with our logo, baseball caps, tank tops, hoodies, T-shirts, performance tees, travel mugs, laptop sleeves, Homes for the Brave notebooks. We have 19 items. And so many times, you know, folks will say, hey, how can I get, you know, stuff, T-shirts or golf shirts or things with your logo on it? And, you know, for us to make it up and then try to keep an inventory and keep track of it. So this goes right to, there's a link on our website, goes right to this company, and you can, you know, just order whatever you'd like in all different colors, sizes, shapes, etc.
homesforthebrave.org.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, that's terrific. And explain, because people might not understand that you really need this money. That you, I know that you operate really on a tight budget, so anything that people can do to help out is going to help out so many people who are in need.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, in other words, the men and women that are staying with us, they've served our country, and now they've fallen upon hard times. And it could be due to a number of things. It could be due to a job loss. It could be due to a substance abuse issue. It could be due to an injury. And sometimes, you know, the injuries that are not visible, the wounds, the invisible wounds, as they say, that have come about as a result of their time in the military. And so we're trying to do everything we can to get them back on track and get them to where they can be a positive force in their communities, to where they can live independently. And our track record is remarkable, by the way. So last year, the average stay was 148 days in our facility. So in less than 5 days, somebody came in, or less than 5 months, rather, somebody came in, and with no income typically, with no job, we got them a job, helped them save, and in 62% of the cases, our men and women then moved into permanent housing. And from what we hear and what we see, those statistics will compare incredibly all across the nation. And so that's what I think makes this so important. Yeah, we face state budget cuts, a very significant one in our case, Department of Housing. So, you know, 180,000 plus. It was 181, 193 to be exact. No sense. But that's what we're trying to make up. And so events like this are going to help us do that.
Okay, we'll give you the information again on the big comedy night in just a moment with our guests, Vincent Santilli and Paul Tardif. Back with Vincent Santilli and also with Paul Tardif. And again, the big fundraiser for Homes for the Brave, comedy night fundraiser on Friday, January 19th. And that's just a month from tomorrow. Friday, January 19th, 2018, Vizzano's Four Seasons, 337 Kenyon Street, Stratford. Tickets, $75. Doors open at 7. Comedy show at 8:30. Buffet dinner and cash bar. For tickets or more info, you can go to homesforthebrave.org/event/comedy, or you can email info@homesforthebrave.org or call 203-338-0669. And Vincent, what makes this unique is that all of the comics are U.S. veterans, right?
Yes, indeed. And so, again, a rarity and something that I think people really, really enjoy.
Paul, talk about this association between Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association and Homes for the Brave. I know you really are working hard, as you said earlier, to branch out.
Yeah, well, like Vincent said, Phil's doing a lot of work down that end, and it's important to combine the two, and anything we could do with our fundraisers to help them, it's everything to us. So it means more when we're helping vets. You know, it's the vets helping vets, and we need this year around. We need not only to help on these fundraisers, but, like, go to the website, get the shirts. It's the budget cuts that are hurting, so we need people to donate year-round.
Vincent, the noble effort of Homes for the Brave to find work for those veterans in need, of people who are homeless who come to Homes for the Brave. And I know you're always looking for employers to provide these jobs. Talk about that.
Yes, indeed, Dan. And you know what? And even when we think about the comedy show, we're expecting 350 people there. So businesses that want to really get exposure to folks that are supportive of veterans, there'll be a wonderful sponsorship opportunities. And then the other thing we're looking for, certainly we have to try and we find job opportunities for our men and women, and that's not always that easy. So we're looking for employers that are out there looking for dependable, punctual employees that have discipline, etc. One thing that also sometimes adds to the mix, over 40% of the men coming into my men's house are coming out of the Department of Corrections, and Commissioner Semple does an incredible job. He's so forward-thinking, and his whole team there. And so if there's employers out there that are looking to provide a second chance to a veteran, then they should be contacting us at 203-338-0669, because these are the type of opportunities we're looking for. This will enable our men and women to find positions, begin to save, and get that apartment, and really get out there and become a positive force out in their community, a contributing, tax-paying citizen back in the game. And that's what we exist for. That's what we're all about.
Now, at Homes for the Brave, are there programs that the residents go through in order to prepare them for the work environment, let's say?
Are there ever? We have three vocational specialists right in the house. One was already there at 6 a.m. this morning. I spoke to on the way up here. And their whole focus is on employment, is resume preparation, prepping them for interviews, sourcing job opportunities that might be out there, and then linking our men and women. The first day, typically, sometimes at worst, the second or third day that a man or woman moves into their house, they're meeting with a vocational specialist. And a lot of times it's, hey, what do you want to do? And everything is fair game, Dan. We had a guy about 3 years ago came into the house in his 50s at that point and said, you know, I always wanted to be a first responder. And they were like, for real? And they got him the training, and he was just there exactly a year ago, last year at Christmas time, came in his uniform, spoke to the men and women, and said, 3 years ago I was sitting in your chair, and now I have my own place, and I go to work and save lives. And I'm going to tell you, there's nothing I could say to the men and women any more powerful than what he said.
I see you shaking your head, Paul.
Yes, because, you know, the VA system, it's overloaded, and having something like this in programs like they have down there is very important, because the VA isn't in a timely manner, which sometimes puts these guys in the situations that they're in with the homelessness and not having a job. So having programs that Vincent has down here is incredible, because it's getting to them quicker than sometimes the system will help them. VA has wonderful systems in place, but sometimes it's not in a timely manner, and it ends up hurting the veteran. So having this organization is so important, and it helps us in so many ways.
Now, Vincent, this is quite the story with the gentleman who became a first responder. I'm sure you have some other stories besides that.
Yeah, we have young men and women that are out there running their own businesses now. and doing well, remodeling, home repair, et cetera. And so we're so proud to see them out there succeeding, contributing, hiring other men and women that are in our house right now. And, you know, the talent and potential that I see, is it's just enormous. And these are just people that hit a couple of bumps in the road. And the other thing, before I forget, Dan, people think of Homestead of Brave as just a residential program, but we are also a service center, a drop-in service center for homeless or at-risk veterans. I know we're up in Bloomfield, so we're a little ways away right now, about 60 or so miles, but in Bridgeport, somebody can drop in, and we have a slew of activities during the week. Today, they can participate in all the things our residents do, the job prep workshops, the Tuesday and Thursday evening computer classes. We have a therapy dog that comes once a month on Fridays. The day after tomorrow, Wednesday, we have a young man comes in and gives free haircuts to the men and women and so forth. And these are things that are all available as part of our regular program. We are a VA-sanctioned service center. There's only 26 in the country. We're the only one in the state of Connecticut. There's other ones like South Park Inn and others doing incredible work, but we fall under, you know, the umbrella, if you will, the auspices of, you know, the VA. And it's just, again, this is something that it's out there, and people don't always realize it. So a man or woman can come in right now, and we can get him a coat, we can get him a hat, gloves, different things, have him sit down, watch a movie, Friday afternoons is movie time, and so forth. And these are all things that I think make us quite unique.
Let me run down the information again for the big fundraiser, the Comedy Night fundraiser to help out Homes for the Brave, Friday, January 19th at Vizzano's Four Seasons, 337 Kenyon Street in Stratford. Tickets $75 per person. Doors open at 7. The comedy show at 8:30. Buffet, dinner, and cash bar. For tickets or more information, go to homesforthebrave.org, homesforthebrave.org/event/comedy, or you can email info@homesforthebrave.org, info@homesforthebrave.org, or call 203-338-0669, 203-338-0669, and all of the comics that night are U.S. veterans. And again, if you want to buy sponsorship or tables, employers interested in doing that, how can they go about, again, doing that, Vincent?
All the same thing, you know, and probably the easiest way, right on that website, www.homesforthebrave.org, and you can then get right onto the link of the comedy show, and you can sponsorship at all different levels, again, from 500 up to 3,000.
Wow. Paul, anything else you'd like to add?
Just keep supporting. Keep supporting. Help us out.
That's
show
it.
Up.
You know what? We just appreciate being on with you, and we hope Brad's doing well. And, you know, when Paul said, hey, we can come, just tell me when.
We can be up here. We love coming here.
Well, we love having you. The door is always open. You know that. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays to you and everybody at Homes for the Brave and at the Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association.
Thank you.